A young woman smiles as she writes in red marker on a bus stop, piss on pity. Beside a wheelchair, she turns round, grinning.
What? Okay, look, the story starts with him. It has to. Me and him.
A title, Vanda Barbara.
Sexy bastard.
A poster of a guy with a trumpet, a title, 1990.
I mean, I know this is stand-up, but... Oh, my, right, I've not introduced my friend. This is Chip.
He looks a bit wooden, love.
Yeah.
He's a collection box.
All right, little drummer boy.
Chip.
Wait.
For some reason, people seem to like putting coins in his head. Is it the way he looks? I mean, he looks funny. Am I right?
Does he look like he's Barbara? She's the crip comedian.
I mean, what is it about the way he looks that makes people want to give his brain lead poisoning? Can you figure it out? Do you reckon they can?
The crowd seems at a loss.
Fucking hell. Right, question. How many mutes have we got in here tonight?
The trumpeter gives a big thumbs up from the wings.
Come on.
Fine. Suffocating up here as it is. Chip is too. More because he's got 50 quid in 5 pence pieces stuck up his nostrils. Oh, fucking hell, Chip. Right, you've been borderline psychotic. I've been funny. Though none of you noticed. Good night.
All right. Come on, everyone. Keep that applause going. Let's bring it up again for the amazing Vanda Barbara.
Well, was going to be Sammy Scrabble.
Johnny's bum passes close to Barbara as he climbs on stage. She smiles. A camera films as Johnny approaches the microphone. A woman watches with her arms folded.
I've known you now for how long is it? Where did you get that leg? Are you all right on the stairs? Where did you get that leg? Why do you walk silly? Where did you get that leg? Have you got a willy? Where did you get that leg? You see, my mum, she's in hospital. She's sitting up in bed. She'll soon be walking round, though, I know. By the way, did you get that leg? I don't mean to be personal, son, but where did you get that leg? Has it affected half your bum? Where did you get that leg? Spent his time in bed. His parents under quite a strain. Where'd you get that leg?
Barbara smiles as she watches from the wings. Johnny has a disability in his right hand and left leg.
I got in with some petrol because it was going free. This hand I got because I never buy a willy when I leave. I got it by an accident. I got it through bad luck. Got run over by a Yorkie bar disguised as a truck. I got it for my birthday. For Christmas, Halloween. Which leg are you talking about? I don't know what you mean. This ain't my mum, she's in hospital. She's sitting up in bed. She'll soon be walking round, though, I know. By the way, where'd you get that leg? Now, I don't mean to be personal, son, but where'd you get that leg? I don't mean to be personal, son, but where'd you get that leg? I don't mean to be personal, son, but where'd you get that leg?
The crowd raise their hands. Barbara watches thoughtfully. Daytime on a city street.
Hey, that was good. You act.
No one laughed.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just catch the wrong mood.
Okay, Broadway veteran, whatever you say.
You want a drink?
No.
Come on.
No.
Well, why not?
Because I know what will happen. Excuse me.
What?
Jeez. Because I know what will happen. I'll get drunk, you'll get drunk, you'll try and kiss me, I'll let you, and then you'll either beg me for an embarrassing blowy round the back of the bar, lay out 40 quid for a cheap room, 20 quid for some cheap booze, and then we'll have sex. Either way, you'll end up poorer, and I'll have a hangover. And I don't want a hangover.
It doesn't sound so bad.
Barbara looks sceptical.
Question.
Can you lend me 60 quid?
She grins, turns her chair away and heads off down the pavement with Chip strapped on behind her. Johnny grins and follows. Netflix presents type titles. The following film is based on true events. Some names and circumstances have been changed for dramatic purposes. The last phrase is scribbled out and replaced with lawyers. Ruth Madeley, Arthur Hughes.
Disabled protesters brought part of the Tube network to a halt this afternoon in an angry protest over wheelchair access.
Disabled people from across Britain caused chaos to South Wales rail services.
The protest started at just after 3 o'clock this afternoon when disabled people handcuffed themselves to Tube trains on east and westbound platforms.
Why should disabled people pay for non-disabled people's transport?
Campaigners accused the government of scuppering legislation to give the disabled equal rights.
Dozens of trains were disrupted and there were 6 arrests as protesters targeted Cardiff.
They say that while they're denied what they claim are basic civil rights, today's protest won't be the last.
Photos of Barbara and Alan growing up. The title in letters cut out from newsprint. Then Barbara Met Alan, directed by Bruce Goodison and Amit Sharma. Barbara places Chip in a corner of the bedroom. Her new friend enters, puts a bag on the bed and looks around. Barbara stands and watches as he shrugs off his jacket and sits on the bed with his back to her.
Oh, you're shy. Got me up here and you're shy.
Oh, you sort of got me up here, actually. You opened the door and, well, I took the opportunity. Hey, I could sing you one of my new songs.
Yeah, Chip and I are going
to
go.
Oh, sorry. I've got my trumpet here.
Chip feels a bit sad on your behalf.
Come on, hey, we've spent the money now.
What, and that's why we should have sex? Because otherwise we'll waste 40 quid. Besides, I lent you it.
All right, money bags.
On stage, you're the big I am.
Well, that's on stage. Can you help our new son, Chip, who's stuck to this piece of turf? He's got a crutch, he's got a box, so we can stand and beg. And where'd he get that leg?
Fuck it.
Barbara grabs him and kisses him. They roll on the bed under Chip's painted gaze.
Alan dropped my 60 quid through the door 2 days after the sex. 3 days after, he called and asked me if he could take me on a date. I told him no. Put down the receiver, waited 10 seconds, then reverse charged a yes. You know, made him pay for it. He was delightful to play with.
They go to La Luna Pizzeria.
Well, allow me, my lady, to get this for you.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Barbara can't get her chair through the door.
Ah.
Well. Looks like we're having takeaway then.
What this? Just give me a sec. I'm gonna.
Alan, that's a door. You can't fight a door.
Well, they need a bigger door.
Well, they don't give a shit, do they?
But we fight every battle. Understand that? Every single one.
Where are you going?
Excuse me. Do you not like disabled people in your restaurant?
What was true for pizza restaurants was true for everywhere. We were expected to fit in and shut up. Crips had no rights at all. It was 1990 and still nothing in law. Just a pat on the head and a fuck off if you moan too much.
I have a nice romantic dinner.
Very romantic.
Thank you. And we'll have a beer and a red wine as well.
A table's put out on the pavement.
Well, I'm impressed.
They don't get to get away with it. I'm treating you badly. Not on my watch.
Oh, gonna protect me, are you? And who's gonna protect you?
Oh, I'm beyond help.
Barbara stares at him as she gives a dry chuckle. Alan swigs his beer.
This is nice.
I think so too.
Right, come on then. Mushrooms. Ooh, yes or no?
Not for me.
Really? No,
I think you're an angel.
What?
Looking after these people.
Yeah, he's great, love, yeah. You know what? Will you pray for me, please?
Oh, I don't.
Barbara dribbles water.
Please, will you pray for her? No, please, pray for her.
Where are you going, love? Please. Come back.
Alan falls to his knees, then gets back on his seat. Sunshine filters through lush foliage. Snow-like seeds drift in a sunny breeze over wild flowers. Alan pushes Barbara along a footpath on a heath.
Well, you're quiet.
Don't you like nature?
Mud isn't exactly my friend.
Other couples do it. They'll go for walks.
OK, two questions. One, since when are we a couple? Two, can I walk? It is beautiful, though. Sit on my lap.
What?
Sit on my lap. And no, you're not getting a reach around.
OK.
You never seen Mac and me? Oh, Jesus, you're heavy. Right, hold tight.
What the fuck are you doing?
Barbara lets off the brake and they roll down a grassy hill. Sunflowers appear in the background. A huge sunflower bursts, then blue sky and fluffy white clouds as if they're flying. Barbara takes off her straw hat, then they crash, rolling in the long grass. Lying side by side, Barbara and Alan gaze at each other.
I need a place to stay.
What?
I'm about to be fired for leading an insurrection at work.
Of course you are.
And I've run out of funds. So, can I stay at yours?
Fucking hell.
He smelt good. He felt good. He was a ball of energy, and together it felt like we could change the world.
A woman in a wheelchair is carried up a long flight of stairs to a flat.
What happened to you?
Fell out of an aeroplane. You?
Born this way.
Talk this way.
Walk this... Oh, no, wait, Dan. She can't live up there.
Better than being stuck in a hospital for 3 months. Council pickings. It's all we got.
You can't carry her up and down like that every day. She's going to be stuck.
She doesn't want the fuss. She's happy to be home.
The happy crip and other myths that are good to share. Accessible housing was inaccessible. You either couldn't get a job, or if you did, you wouldn't dare call in sick. And with no ramps on buses and shitty stairs in train stations, the only way we could get anywhere was catching a lift with mates.
Come on, mate, will you give me a hand getting this stuff in?
First you're cabbie, now you're porter. I even invite you to stay at mine.
All right.
You all right?
Leaning on a wall, Barbara grins and nods.
As fun as it would be, choosing between top and tailing with you and your mum, I found a better offer.
Piss me, Dan, hurry up.
Look after him, will you? He needs
a
bath.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Get
moving. Hey, Billy, you wanker.
Gotta go, mate. Found a better offer.
Billy!
Billy drives off.
Pick it up.
Alan's bag spilled out of the open boot. Barbara walks off, chuckling. On TV, the ITV Telethon 90, Michael Aspelin, a DJ, appears as host.
Every 2 years, Alan and his mates got together to hate-watch the ITV Telethon. 28 hours of well-intentioned do-gooders dangling us poor crips in front of the nation's bleeding hearts. Basically, 28 hours of hardcore inspiration porn.
Look at him. Stop it!
Trying to be grateful.
Wow. We all try and look grateful, Billy.
True.
Stephen has always wanted to play football. Thanks to the money raised from the telethon, he now has a wheelchair that allows him to play.
Still not play fucking football!
Look at them zooming in!
How does it feel to still not be playing football, Stephen?
I hate this.
Wait till you see how many people dial in weeping pennies for poor Steve.
Why are we watching it?
Because it's informative and educative to see what they think of us.
Right, well, turn it off.
Don't. I want to see it.
Pity. Wrapped up in a nice pink bow.
One of the guys blows beer through a rubber hose onto Alan's crotch.
Oi, push that rug, it's worth more than you are.
Oh, hey, Chris fucking Tavern!
Thank you.
No. What? No more. No, my house,
they're gonna miss the good bit. They're gonna have the talking guide dog on soon.
I don't like it. Oh.
She chucks popcorn at the beer squirter.
At school, I was allowed to sit and eat with the other kids. My chair wasn't compatible to the canteen table and they were fixed to the floor. So I ate alone in the science lab with a teacher called Mr. Hendricks. Mr. Hendricks asked me to call him Neil 6 months in. He was my mate. My only mate. That's what being disabled is all about. That's what they should show.
Neil.
Neil for Neil!
Yeah. You only had me in the cellar on Wednesday.
Barbara throws a cushion at Billy.
Now, you could say, and you'd be right to ask, what's wrong with charity? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong. It sees us as victims. Passive victims who need your help. But that's fucked up. We're not fucking useless. It's society that's disabling.
If the world was designed a little better, we wouldn't need help. We could support ourselves.
Sorry.
Barbara glares at a charity collector in a crab suit.
Charity is giving pennies to the pot when the kitchen's on fire. Rights, not charity. That's what we need.
Barbara trips on Alan's caliper and goes down hard.
Caliper.
Bob?
Every time.
Alan rolls off the bed in their leopard print duvet.
Bad news. The toilet's blocked. Other news, I might be pregnant.
Alan's smile evaporates and he stares at her.
Right.
You okay?
He glances off, looking pensive.
I'm okay. You okay?
I'm okay.
Cool. Because I've got an idea.
About what?
You know, they've just given the bus station new paint job.
And?
Signs say wet paint. A loading bay door is opened. Barbara, Alan and their friends go in. Alan paints as if on glass.
What on earth is that?
You'll see.
They squirt each other with paint, using water guns, pouring it from tins and smearing it all over the place. They strike poses. Paint and glitter fly everywhere. Paint covered, Alan and Barbara kiss. The frozen view flickers like a home movie. The police arrive at Camberwell bus depot. A constable stares at the paint-covered crew.
Shit, transformer!
As the paint protesters scatter, the constable falls on the paint-covered floor. Daubed on the wall is Transport for All in red capitals. The paint-smeared copper drops his helmet. Paint smear constables open up their van. In the back, multicoloured Barbara and Alan are busy snogging.
Your solicitor isn't picking up, so you'll have to wait to be discharged.
Right you are, officer.
Are you okay, both in here? It's just the steps down to the cells and...
You want us to keep in your van?
No, it's just a couple of hours till the shift changes, see?
No, it is our legal right to be put in a cell and...
It's 2 hours. We'll cope.
Thank you. I'll put your wheelchair beyond reception. I'll check on you.
Thanks!
The bobby closes the transit doors. Alan has a huge blob of yellow dripping down his face.
I think I love you. Come on, then. You're supposed to say it back now.
Maybe later.
She strokes his cheek and nose with her finger. Barbara turns away from Alan and stares off.
I'm going to keep it.
Alan's mouth turns down and he nods.
Good. I mean, it's your body. Good. And, you know, we can still protest.
Yes. Having this baby won't make life stop.
Because I think we can do something special here.
Can we?
Yes.
Trouble is, what was that meant to achieve?
Fuck them for spending money on a paint job instead of actually solving access. That's what the point of...
Buses are small.
Buses are vital. If people can't get on them...
We need to think bigger.
Transport is the most visible thing. If we get transport right, then we can shine a light...
Disability.
from the health pages to the front pages.
OK, Rupert Murdoch.
Barbara purses her lips, looking thoughtful.
Let's take down the telethon.
Alan frowns and looks away.
Holy shit.
Barbara smiles, wrinkling her nose, and they kiss.
We decided we would block telethon and mobilise every crypt we could find. But as there was no crypt section in the yellow pages, it was about connects. Find a crypt, make a crypt a friend, build a crypt alliance. People wanted to know why we were fighting, so I went on some TV talk shows.
Can you just slow down a minute? It's just catch our breaths. What do you call it? Strategise.
I wanted to be here an hour ago to strategise. I didn't plan on you holding traffic to a standstill, spinning your calipo around like a lasso.
A calipo is an ice lolly. A caliper is a leg brace. And that bus driver should have let us on.
You just wanted to teach me a lesson.
I wanted us to get here ourselves.
And I wanted to look, well, not like this. Not on fucking television.
You know what? You stay outside.
What?
Strategise how we get home.
Alan grimaces.
Gonna get you mic'd up?
Yeah. Is there time for makeup?
No, I don't think so.
No. Oh, where's this thing?
Push.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Oh.
The chair bumps over a raised cable protector.
Right, there's another one here.
Okay.
Okay, and there we go.
Right.
Barbara is left in the wings of the programme set.
I'm sorry again for being late.
Oh, no, it's really no problem.
Okay. Final checks!
Okay. Okay, shall we get you into position?
Yeah. I'm gonna need a bit of...
There's a step.
Help
this
here.
Side. This side. That side, that side. Okay.
Oh. Oh. Going live in five, four, three...
And back to us live in the studio now. I'm here with Jo Simpson and Barbara Lysicki to discuss the upcoming ITV telethon and the protest that's being organised by disabled people all over the country. Now, Jo, what are your thoughts?
We're listening, and that's why this year we're putting emphasis on the scale and the need to not just be concerned with social issues for the 28 hours of the telethon. I mean, we and all our charities, we really care about these voices that are emerging, and you know we're adjusting to meet their challenge.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
The crew struggle to get Barbara on set. The plant is knocked over.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi. And what do you think?
The telethon is pure show us your stumps voyeurism. It's a parade of begging, drooling cripples displaying their infirmities in return for charity handouts.
Telethon, it's an emotional experience. I mean, we're trying to create empathy. Disabled people work with us and they support what we do. I think pity, it's counterproductive, both to the wide variety of groups that we're trying to help, but it's also counterproductive to raising funds.
Your badly directed altruism...
Let's call it good intentions.
Your altruism convinces us that we don't deserve our dignity, our self-respect and humanity. You spend money on advertising in case we forget who we are, and then you book celebrities to come and empathetically pat our heads.
It sounds like you've got a lot to say.
Block Telethon is about reclaiming our pride. It's about equality. It's about celebrating who we are, coming together as people. No more charity. What we want instead is real rights, real choices. So if you are watching on the day and you want to support us, don't phone. It hurts our feelings.
Sorry, Jo, I'm just going to have to stop you there. We are just about out of time for this week. Thank you so much to our guests. Thank you for watching. Bye for now.
Alan punches the air in the wings, July 1992. A hand-sewn sign, telethon is a pimp, a barbecue with piss on pity in red. Out of sight, out of mind, Johnny Crescendo plays.
Telethon is a magnificent opportunity for us to be able to use the medium of television to raise awareness, to raise issues, to raise funds.
Terrible imagery, terrible portrayal of disabled people being objects of pity.
I don't accept that. I don't.
That day, for the first time in the history of this country, thousands of disabled people joined together to say no. We couldn't believe it, and neither could ITV. They found us and we found ourselves, an attitude, a way we wanted to be.
In real footage, Chris Tarrant looks nervous. Protesters wear Block Telethon, Piss on Pity T-shirts. Scuffles break out with the police around London Television Centre. Footage from The Time captures the chaos. A sign reads, LWT entrance, this way. Officers stand guard. Protesters enter the underground car park. News footage combines with film footage, including Barbara, Billy and others. Police try to keep the protesters out of the building. Inside, the protest is peaceful but edgy, with nervous-looking officers. Officers confer. Personality Claire Rayner on the telephone.
I'm going to be digging for eggs with a JCB. You've got to come and see this. Yeah. Mining for eggs. And there'll be people stepping to the moon. Heavens. And there'll be all sorts of things. There'll be Atlantic 252 who are going to be there. Oh, dear. We've got some cross people.
Right, I'll tell you what. We will now see the reason we are doing this programme. Here's another film. Thank you.
Michael Aspel's smile looks forced. Alan and his band play outside. Camera footage from the protest shows jumbled images. A guy in a cowboy hat holds up a sign. Be an ally. Alan plays his trumpet.
Little article the next year quietly announced the end of the telethon. We killed it. And perhaps more importantly, we now had a network of disabled people who believed in the power of collective action. And they all had our phone number. People kept calling to ask Alan and I what we were doing next and where. Because, see, that's the thing. Direct action was needed everywhere. London was, it was inaccessible enough, but what about Manchester, Cardiff, Newcastle? So we went on tour. Show off.
Barbara's in a bus shelter in Black Marker, the Tragic But Brave Roadshow.
Okay, Sue and Deepak in position, ready to roll?
Ready to roll, over.
Okay, Ian, Billy, Emily, ready to roll?
We're ready, yeah, we're ready, mate, we're ready. Let's go.
Okay, I can see the bus coming up, right? Start getting into position, that's it, nice and slow.
Billy and Sue are wheeled onto a crossing.
Back in a mole.
Alan kisses Barbara, who's holding their daughter, and gets out of the van. Billy, Sue, another friend, Deepak, and Alan all handcuff themselves to the bus's windscreen wipers.
Almost 2 hours, the police and fire crews try to persuade the protesters to free themselves.
We became DAN, the Direct Action Network, taking our fight for access to anywhere and everywhere that shut us out.
Parts of Cardiff city centre have been brought to a standstill once more as disabled campaigners carry out a second day of protests.
These were scenes the police had hoped to avoid, but as activists handcuffed themselves to buses, they moved in, arresting two campaigners. Others were dragged from underneath coaches in this final day of protest aimed at causing the maximum disruption.
You're off at the right turning.
Yeah, yeah, we're on the right.
Right, listen, don't be pricks. Don't hit a policeman. Be mardy as hell.
Disabled, right? Oh, what, you're going to deny a black man his only right of his wheelchair?
Dozens of trains were disrupted and there were 6 arrests.
Headlines covering the actions pile up. Manchester.
I mean, look here, Leeds.
Manchester, you nutty.
It's Manchester, you know, thank God. Right, this next song is called Fix Penalty. Notice!
The audience are mostly wheelchair users. The performance is signed from in front of the stage.
Access, access, you're not always strong. Won't go away, cos we know you're wrong. Access, access, you've had your way too long. We're here and we're gone today. You say you're public toilets, trains and buses too. But when you say public
Alan winces and rubs his leg. Barbara is in bed with their little girl as Alan arrives home. Alan limps painfully into the bedroom. Sitting on the bed, as he unfastens his caliper, he topples to the floor.
Are you drunk? Alan? Alan, talk to me.
He's red-faced with pain. Barbara waits in a hospital in daytime. She moves around in her wheelchair, looking anxious. A doctor brings Alan out in a wheelchair.
Right, I'll see you in a month, Mr. Holdley.
Suits you.
Alan pushes himself along and ignores her. Glasgow.
Yeah, right, thank you. Are we?
Glasgow.
Are we? Right, thank you, Glasgow. This is fixed penalty notice.
Billy and the others are there. Alan performs from his wheelchair. Deepak signs from in front of the stage.
The protest leader had thrown himself out of his wheelchair and was wedged between this sprinter train and the platform.
I want to be able to go nightclubbing, I want to go to restaurants, I want to go to cinema without being a virus.
Can you walk? Not at all.
As the protesters were driven away by the police, British Rail, which has invested thousands of pounds at Queen Street Station on lifts, was feeling disillusioned.
The van rolls through cities.
As the months flew by, Alan was around less and less.
Alan looks uncomfortable in the passenger seat.
We took down cinemas, social clubs. We even had a good go at Harrods.
A protester struggles as he's carried by police.
But the bigger the campaign, the greater the toll on us.
Barbara wakes up in bed at home. Alan's not there.
Come in!
We have come a long way, in my view, but I don't disguise from the House one single moment that a very great deal remains to be done.
Nicholas Scott, Minister for the Disabled.
But was it really necessary to demonstrate in this way?
We're at the stage now where we will not take this line down. We're at the stage where we have got no room to manoeuvre except to demonstrate actively on the streets.
Alan grits his teeth and squints in flashing lights as he drives the van. He performs with the band and looks exhausted. In black and white, the audience watch with glum expressions.
What we want is access now.
Eyes closed, holding the mic, Alan raises his fingers for a response. There's some nodding in the sparse audience. Alan glances around expressionlessly. Barbara sits in the bus shelter in the rain.
Alan was so angry. We all were. But he started to want the fight more than the result. We were winning. We were winning each battle. But the war, he didn't really want to think about the war. So I had to. Bye, bye.
1994.
What are you two doing?
It's just being silly, aren't we? Aren't we?
Being silly? Hey, there was someone called Victoria Scott from Radar. Says there's a new disability discrimination bill coming out.
Alan just keeps on playing with little Yasha. Yeah!
Ooh.
Hey. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I heard you.
Look, I'm as sceptical as you are, but this could actually be something.
Look, I heard you. Hey, Yasha, darling, why don't you go play in the garden?
Don't go on, darling.
It's a good girl.
Good girl.
I'm going out.
No. You said you'd look after Yasha. I've got to get to the printers.
Oh, fucking postcards. You know what's needed is straight action.
What's needed is civil rights by law. Hey. Don't concern yourself with the big things.
What does that fucking mean?
You want to get arrested again?
I won't get arrested.
Oh, you will? Then I'll have to leave Yasha with my mum, go down, bail you out again.
Leave me there. Don't look at me like that. I'm giving you everything I can.
Is this everything? Fucking hell. And me, so ungrateful.
You're a leader. I'm a doer.
You're a twat.
Print your pissing postcards.
I piss on pity, Alan. I piss on self-pity too.
How many able-bodied people does it take to change a light bulb? I don't care! All right, I'm going to do a poem for you now. It's about cerebral palsy, political correctness, private constables and corporal punishment. It can be PC to like CP. I like CP that is pervy. My friend is he that has CP into CP. Is that PC?
Excuse me, thank
you. If he had CP with a PC in 2CP, like all PCs, PC might not have beaten him, because his CP with that PC might say to me it's bad CP, and then reveal to me a PC CP in 2CP for S and M. Thank you very much.
Barbara goes to do her makeup. A woman follows her.
You okay? Fine. Shit crowd tonight.
Oh, good. I'm feeling really funny.
Alan being a twat.
Oh, can't cope with being a dad. Can't cope with his chair. Can't cope with me.
Can't cope with you. With all the pink handcuffs you got in your house.
Fuck off.
No one puts Barbara in a box.
Not since Taplow.
The rheumatology hospital. I did 6 months in that hellhole.
I was stuck there a year. Impressive fucking place. They told us we had to use these stupid wheelchairs so as not to put too much weight on our hips. Well, we dumped the chairs and hitchhiked to the pub.
Yeah.
The way they talked to me after. Do you realise? Do you realise what you risk? Do you realise what you could do to yourself? I screamed. Do you realise what you're doing to me? Protecting me by doing everything but let me live a life? Well, I wouldn't accept it from them.
Won't accept it from anyone. It's the drowning of the quiet that gets me. I mean, the loud, they can just about stick up for themselves, refuse to let the lid close on them, tell them all to F off. But the quiet ones, I mean, how many times have they been told how they should live their lives and then done it? Because it's their nature to be quiet.
Get off me! Stop touching the chair! Leave me alone, all right?
Excuse me.
This is a boring program. Everyone's sitting here, not having stony face. Right? Why are we having a laugh? Why are we having a laugh?
I tried to stop
him. Let him make a dick of himself. And be cleansing.
Cecil Rose, ladies and gentlemen, they're landing. Stop that, okay?
All right, come on, you pig. That's enough. Oh, good. Shoot.
Right. Yeah, everyone get ready for the late Johnny Crescendo.
Thank you. Right, so...
Barbara's friend Liz watches as Alan struggles with the mic stand, which is at standing height.
OK, so, man walks into a pub, bowls into a pub, and it's a... it's a strip club. Fuck it. All right, OK, fuck it, it's a brothel. No. No, that's not funny, is it? Oh.
Barbara goes up to Alan. What? He presses a hand to his forehead and she hugs him. Sue and Liz look concerned. Liz gives a slight shake of her head.
Enough with this shit, yeah? Come on.
Alan stands.
I've written a new song and it has to be heard. So this one's for Barbara.
Anyone who ever held you would tell you the way I'm feeling. Anyone who ever wanted you try to tell you what is feeling inside. The only thing I ever wanted. Wait a minute, can't you see that I wanna fall from the stars?
Do you know it?
Straight into your arms, and I feel you, yeah, I hope you comprehend.
He thinks he sang that song for me. He didn't. Alan sang it for Alan. And Mick Hucknall. Twat.
Barbara's neighbour is carried up the long stairs in her wheelchair.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Go on. I saw your campaign against Robert Hayward. Thank you. All those people you got there, it was impressive. And the Leeds station protest, that was impressive. Anyway, my point is...
You're impressed by me?
Fine. Sorry, am I sounding like an idiot? We're putting together a group of people.
Alan arrives home. He barely glances at the visitor.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
Hey.
Alan, isn't it? I was just telling Barbara here how much I admire what you've done with your campaign.
Well, that's why we did it. We wanted your admiration.
I work for Radar, the charity.
Oh.
So we're on the same team, aren't we?
I didn't know teams had been picked.
In what way is Radar part of the problem?
Well, maybe they're not, but I've solved 40 of these and we need the funds, so. Why are you here, love?
A new Disability Discrimination Act. A chance to be made equal in law. For it to be illegal to be discriminated against. Our rights finally recognised.
Aren't you the daughter of that Tory twat that's trying to block it?
Alan, you're being a knob.
Why does she care about our rights?
I've got to prove I care, do I?
But I've seen people like you here before, and you've not helped. Not really.
That's a fair point. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get how you've been let down before, but I'm not my dad. I do have lobbyists working with me. I do have an alliance. And with you guys on our side, with your activism and your numbers, I think we can make real change.
Barbara challenges Alan with a look and nods. Titles, Nicholas Scott, Minister for the Disabled, that Tory twat. The minister emerges from his house, surrounded by press in archive footage. Billy writes at a table covered with piss-on-pity postcards. The flat is full. A blonde woman answers the phone.
Please stop this.
Yes.
Right. Willow,
finally.
Everybody
needs to be...
Billy, you don't look great. You want to take a break?
Oh, I love getting postcards as a kid. I had a pen pal in Germany, and he came over and we took him to Blackpool. And his eyes... wasn't how he expected England to look. Or me to look. When this is over, you should go away. You, Alan, Yasha, to the beach. You two need it. Or he needs it. He needs you.
You could come too. What are you doing?
I want to know which pubs will let us use the toilet. Right? I want to know where we can plug the PA in. I want to be right outside the Commons, banging their faces.
We could get a few deaf and quip together to handcuff themselves to the button here and here so we can take over the damn roundabout.
I was thinking we could try and get inside. We could fill the whole lobby.
The lobby of the Commons?
Barbara shakes the snow globe.
They won't be able to ignore us. Not then. Only have to be invited there by your MP.
No, that won't work.
Well, maybe it will.
Look, I've got a plan here.
I've got a plan too, Alan.
Snow appears to fall in the flat, close up on the Houses of Parliament snow globe. Barbara sits in the bus shelter in snow like shredded paper.
We did his plan. Not that any plan would have made a difference.
The snow is a shower of piss on pity and Dan postcards in a House of Commons lobby.
I mean, seriously, what is there to say? Uh-huh. What time is it?
They're coming, they're coming.
What's going on? Victoria, what's going on?
They've done the dirty on us. Look, see for yourself. I've got to go. What?
Victoria hands Barbara a pile of papers as suits stride past the small gathering of wheelchair users. In the bus shelter, Barbara drops the document on the ground.
We were going to win. Second reading, support everywhere. Then 82 amendments turn up from nowhere. 82 amendments written by 5 Tory MPs, blocking out the bill, using up the parliamentary time, worried it will cost their mates in business too much money. And who was responsible for this mess? Who arranged the amendments? Nicholas Scott, Victoria's dad. We'd lost. We'd lost as soon as we'd started.
Flashing police lights reflect on Barbara's face. She stares off, her expression grim. She goes from the bus shelter down a hospital corridor.
Alan, what's going on?
He's going to die.
What happened?
It's some sort of pneumonia, but he's going to die. His mum said he'd come a few more visits, but I can't.
Of course you can.
No, I can't. He's my best mate.
Have you told him that lately? Go on, tell him. Before.
A nurse comes out of the room.
Who's coming in?
Barbara eyes Alan, then places a hand on his shoulder and goes into the room. Alan sits in the corridor, racked with sobs. Billy's in bed with an oxygen mask, his eyes closed. His mum is with him.
He's never happier. You know that. It's never happier than when he was working with you lot.
We love working with him too.
We'll do a connection for Billy Wen. Direct Action Network. We'll get all the money.
Oh, you don't need to worry about that right now.
This is exactly when I do need to worry about it. When I want to worry about it. He knew this was coming. Tried always to look on the bright side.
Yeah.
He's just a kid. He still feels like just a kid to me.
I know.
Tears run down Barbara's cheeks. Alan lies in bed, staring off expressionlessly. Barbara's awake and sits up. Alan glances over his shoulder towards her. Alan grimaces as he turns over towards Barbara. Alan seems hesitant as he snuggles into Barbara's shoulder. She lies on her back and doesn't look at him. Alan reaches for Barbara's hand. They lean towards each other and kiss tenderly. Barbara strokes Alan's shoulder and arm. They gaze at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara kisses Alan again and reaches down between his legs. He clings to her. Barbara and Alan kiss with tender passion. Barbara rises and moves on top of Alan. They make love in pale half light. As Alan looks up at Barbara, she removes her t-shirt. Alan reaches up, caressing Barbara's breast. She strokes his arm, he sits up and they kiss. Alan closes his eyes tightly, passion engulfing his face as they move together and he clutches her back. Alan and Barbara's faces are silhouetted in the semi-darkness. Barbara tilts her head back and Alan kisses her neck.
Disabled people die.
Barbara's in the bus shelter.
Billy's death hit us all. But it also gave us some fire to fight on. This time, we were going to get that bill through. Whatever it took, we were going to win.
Flyers flicker.
It's so crucial that we get this in front of as many MPs as possible. We're only going to get so many goes at
this. If we are to get sponsors for the bill, then we're looking at dull.
Boring, boring.
Dull, boring.
Boring, 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 boring,
boring.
Boring, dull.
Boring.
Dull, dull, boring.
Politics was the big arena. Of course it was. We needed to be heard in the corridors of power. We needed to plan, get it right. It's just, it didn't feel like me, you know.
We want to avoid any possible negative press.
The MP.
It's more of a shake hands job.
The civil servant.
We're hoping you'll be comfortable with that.
Are you?
Sorry, I missed something.
We're just saying the focus of the day is voting for the DDA.
Now that we've got the opportunity for another vote, we need to play ball a little.
Is there a point I'm missing here?
The police aren't going to give you a permit.
We don't need a permit. I doubt Alan would even have the foggiest idea to apply for one.
What they're saying is they don't want to protest.
Then why am I here?
It's important to show that we're united.
The government need to know your disability action network are going to...
You want us to be good Crips.
This is the start, the social model. This act is the beginning of welcoming disabled people into society, and in turn, we have to show the movement as one.
A small compromise on the way to something special. It's not so bad, is it?
Victoria rubs her forehead. Barbara, back at the flat. The view wipes across, revealing Alan.
Sometimes we have to compromise.
So they want us, but they don't want us to protest.
Well, their argument is we'll get our rights, so...
So what, do we just stand there and clap? Say thank you.
We have to show solidarity.
With them? It's a shitty compromise. And no one will thank you for it.
His eyes moist, Alan sits on the sofa.
I'm going out.
Feels like we've had this conversation before.
So I always wanted a family. You know that? I just got a movement instead.
Well, I got a family and a movement. So how does that fit in with your plan? Look, fuck 'em. I was...
Barbara pinches the bridge of her nose and stands.
Nothing about us without us. So get ready, because we need you.
You don't need me.
No, you're right, we need Johnny Crescendo. Look at me.
No, Johnny's knackered.
We fight every battle. You understand that? Every single one.
Those words ring a bell.
Meant a lot to me then, mean a lot to me now. We didn't work. But the movement still can.
We didn't work.
Too much damage, don't you think? Whatever Mick Hucknall says. Because this isn't doing us any good. You move out when you can, yeah?
Alan's shoulders heave. Barbara keeps it together and puts an arm around his shoulders.
Sorry. I'm OK.
Well, you better be. You're looking less brave and more tragic right now.
I still love you.
I love you too.
That's the first time you said it.
It was always there.
You know what we should do? We should fill the lobby of the Commons.
Barbara closes her eyes and smiles, a title, Westminster 1995. Protesters march on Parliament holding placards, Rights Not Charity for Disabled People, Dan and Piss on Pity postcards. Dreadlock drummer Matt jumps in front of a camera. Protesters in wheelchairs snake down the pavement.
Yeah, no, get the leaflets out, but it's more about us being loud.
They're going to let you down. Get those students.
Today, the Disability Discrimination Bill goes before Parliament. For the first time in the history of the disability civil rights movement, it is a government-backed bill.
A statue of Emmeline Pankhurst holds a banner. Courage calls to courage everywhere. Liz is in the crowd and a large banner unfurls. Disability rights, the final frontier, to boldly go where all others have gone before. Sue is alongside Barbara with a large and diverse crowd behind. Close up on policemen's boots. Officers stand guard without expression. Alan wears a jaunty rainbow cap and dark glasses. The line of police block the way to the Houses of Parliament. A senior officer listens to his radio. One has his handcuffs out. Barbara looks out from behind round sunglasses. Alan thrusts his fist in the air.
We want what you've got! We want what you've got! We want what you've got!
Civil rights! We want what you got! We want what you got! We want what you got! Civil rights! We want what you got! We want what you got! We want what you got!
Officers extend warning hands as Alan gets up close. The protesters go right up to the police line. Buses and traffic are brought to a standstill.
Disabled protesters brought central London to a standstill today with an angry demonstration against the government. Some threw themselves from wheelchairs into the road, others handcuffed themselves to buses.
We want what they've got!
Their demand, equal civil rights. Intensely angered by what they see as government wrecking tactics over the Civil Rights Disabled Persons Bill.
One protester, Robin, climbs onto the roof of a police van. Wheelchairs block three lanes of buses. Alan punches the air. A police van tries to get through. An officer remonstrates with protesters. Alan stands on top of a van with a megaphone.
What do we want it? What do we want? What do we want it?
We've done everything in the democratic way, and now we've got to take civil disobedience to get our rights.
I think as British subjects, they should be given equal rights no matter what their status.
What do we want it?
Matt leaps out of a wheelchair, surrounded by cops, and sprints off. Ian's handcuffed himself under a truck.
What do we want?
Get out from underneath there now!
We can't, I'm afraid. Haven't got the key.
The trucker hands him a sandwich he acknowledges cheerfully. Officers try to lift Sue's wheelchair. She's taped weights under the seat. Protesters are manhandled. A chain is sawn through with a hacksaw. A protester in a wheelchair is carried to a police van. Matt and a crowd charge down some steps. Barbara runs into a friend. An aerial view of the sunny Houses of Parliament. Barbara leads the chant in a House of Commons lobby.
Opinion, say aye. On the contrary, no. I think the ayes have...
They all celebrate and embrace. Alan, wreathed in smiles, rolls through the jubilant crowd. Alan, with a megaphone, is hoisted shoulder high.
Okay, right. Today is the day of...
It's not working!
Wait, no, it's not here. Okay. Today is a day about history. Right, what they have passed in there, it won't be enough, but it will be a start.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Change has happened. Because we forced people to look at us in a different way. Yeah. And we all did it. 100,000 people refused pity and fought for rights. I'm still speaking.
Yeah, of course you are.
Well, we stole this phrase from the anti-apartheid movement. Nothing about us without us. It's always meant a lot to me. And Barbara. And that's what this campaign was about.
Barbara watches Alan emotionally.
So, look, bless you all and fuck those people that will hold us back!
Flyers are tossed in the air and Alan gets down. The drama intercuts with contemporary footage. Alan beams at Barbara. He smiles and puffs out his cheeks. Barbara returns a tight smile. Barbara turns away, looking sad. She's back in the bus shelter and wipes away a tear.
Shit. Sometimes the battle is knowing when not to fight, you know? We were great for the movement, but not for each other.
A bus pulls up. The doors open and Barbara looks in.
Shivali!
On you get, Barbara.
Shivali's the driver. A ramp retracts from the pavement as Barbara moves into a dedicated wheelchair space.
The Disability Discrimination Act was passed. But the act that was passed that day was a piece of shit. Nothing enforceable by law. Nothing protecting us from discrimination in jobs. It is not government's intention to impose unrealistic burdens on businesses.
But it stated for the first time in statute that the government agreed we are being discriminated against. In 2005, the legislation got better. And in 2010, with the Equality Act, it was getting towards reasonable.
Hardly fucking reasonable.
All right, Barbara.
Hey, Bob, all right.
Time to admit it. The voice you've been hearing in this audio description is me, the real Barbara.
We didn't do this on our own. Even some of the fucking charities finally got what we were on about.
The law is only a piece of paper. It's people. People need to be willing to change.
Bollocks to that.
Why?
Whether or not people are willing to change, disabled people have a right to inhabit every last corner of this society. Disabled people will not be ignored any longer. and everybody needs to know that we mean business.
Listen, I think we've got some people we need to thank. What about this lot?
Yeah, we can start with them.
I mean, look, we've got, we've got Liz Carr, we've got Matt Fraser without his dreads. Billy's back from the dead!
I think this lot definitely deserve our thanks.
Yeah? What about him?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hey, Barbara.
Yeah, even him.
How are you doing? Remember this cold air song?
Don't mind your sorrow. Don't mind your tears. I want choices and rights in our lives.
Here we go.
The Direct Action Network is national. We're growing all the time. There are a lot of disabled people that are interested in supporting us in taking this kind of action until we get the civil rights that we're entitled to.
I'll tell you what, we'll swap. You ring the bell and you use the ramp. You walk around that dark alley to get back up to the lift.
We're out there and we can't be ignored. And I think it's made one of the biggest impacts in the last several decades on the thinking around disability.
The cast party on the tinsel-draped bus. Young Arthur as Alan, tooting his trumpet, of course. The lovely young me, Ruth, and Arthur have a cuddle. I high-five a very much alive Billy. A photo of me, Alan, and Yasha with the wonderful actors who played us. Dedicated to the wonderful women and men of Dan who wanted to boldly go where all others have gone before and to piss on pity. In archival footage, Alan and Robin celebrate their release from custody. They roll along the side of a bus blowing whistles. Then a bus driver confronts Barbara, who laughs. Written by Jack Thorne, Genevieve Barr. Cast, Ruth Madeley, Arthur Hughes, Matt Fraser, Vivian Soane, Shreya M. Patel, Manny Ahmed, Reese Pantry, Philippa Cole, Fergus Rattigan, Nadeem Islam, Andy Chaplin, Bridie Service, Joe Sargent, Ross Grant, Dan Mersch, Paul Siret, John Kelly, Nixon Rosenbert, to Liz Carr, Laura Aikman, Catherine Chan, Faith Edwards, Elizabeth Hill, Jack Humphrey, Barbara Lisicki, oh, that's me, and Alan Holdsworth. Copyright Dragonfly Film and Television Productions Limited, 2021.